If your doctor's about to turn your upper endoscopy and colonoscopy report on patient Contessa Allen, indication perceived was anemia, history colonic constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain. Sedation was date of birth 6/24/1986. Rectum appeared to have rectal ulcer. The same inflammatory changes noted with the proctitis. Looks like it could be sterical ulcers versus isolated solitary rectal ulcer. Multivascular particular or neoplasty with inflammatory changes. Rectal pressure also revealed into hemorrhoid bleeding. Associated pressure, 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 colonoscopy of cecum and termine ileum, adequate prep, nerves and ileitis, colitis, random bacillus were taken from the colon and the termine ileum or microscopic inflammation. Rectum appeared, last one, rectum have a hint, rectal ulcer, solitary rectal ulcer, inflammatory changes. The superficial ulcer raised suspicion because of the sterical ulcer versus, sterical ulcer versus neoplastic ulcer, bacillus were taken slag diagnosis. Neoplastic with inflammation cells. Never, the last one is hemorrhoid nobly recommendation. Away from the stomach biopsy because of partial helicobacter triple therapy. Away from the small biopsy, patient can take proton pump inhibitors, upper endoscopy, repeat upper endoscopy in 3 years. Then away from the endoscopy with colon term ileum, and away from the biopsy with the rectal ulcer. If it comes out to be positive for a new plastic change, the patient could have transrectal endoscopic ulcerism for the evaluation. Otherwise, if it comes out negative for any new plastic cell, then repeat flexible sigmoidoscopy in 3 to 6 months to follow up the rectal ulcer. Patient also on mesalamine enema, 4 gram, use it at night for 2 months. And then flexible sigmoidoscopy in 36 months. Advice to take stool softness and endometrial fiber. Since upper endoscopy colonoscopy cannot experience using abdominal pain, and bloatiness, I recommend a CT enterogram for the evaluation of a small bowel disease, and also to rule out any intra-abdominal pelvic pathology contributing to her symptoms. Follow up to your sanitation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider. And copy Dr. Padam Sethi. Day of procedure was April 29th to 23rd. April 29th to 23rd. Patient doctor, thanks.